Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. How are you? I'm so excited to be online with you all today for Blog Talk. It is very nice in Chicago today. We got up to almost 60 degrees. So on that note, letting you know, that's why excitement in my voice. We may not be hot, but we are better than we could be. So welcome to Iron Sharpening Iron, Monday Night Ministries through Smile 3E. I am your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. We are here presenting this service to you with the Word of God that will be brought forth tonight from an awesome, awesome man of God. I am so excited. I can't wait to hear from him. So I'm going to go on and do my little introductions before I introduce him to most and present him to some of you all. So tonight, we are going to be having the word brought to us. I'm just trying to get myself calmed down so I won't be screaming when I say his name. Prophet Antoine Thomas. So before the man of God come before us, we're going to go into prayer. Oh, but before I forget, I want to mention this. We are here every Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, depending on your location. So let's go into prayer. Father God, we thank you for another opportunity to come before you, God, to say, please forgive us of all of our sins. Please forgive us of everything that we have not brought before you that we should bring before you, God, in prayer. We know that we should get before you, God, at all times and stay before you, God. We want to say thank you for bringing us through Thanksgiving, oh Lord. We want to say thank you for allowing us to see another year as a family, being a family, God, allowing us to be able to come before you just to say thank you. I can't say thank you enough, God, because I know for myself, I was told at one time I wouldn't be here. But the doctor said one thing, but God, I like what you said. Give her another chance. Give her another chance. I thank you for that. I'm going to ask you, Lord, ask the people to touch and agree with me to say, God, please give wise counsel to our president that's over our country, God. Give him someone that can get in his ear that he will listen to, God, to save all people are people. You're not a president of some, but you're a president of all. To give him a heart for the people, to give them a heart especially for your people, oh God. God, I'm just asking you to watch over my family, watch over my friends, God. I'm asking you to bless my cousin Beverly that's in Milwaukee. She's going through some things right now, God, but I know what the doctor said. But God, I'm asking you, what do you say? I know you could turn it around, God. I know you could turn it around, God, and I just want to thank you for Apostle Sandra Thomas, Apostle Cecilia Kaiser. I want to thank you for Brandon, Pastor Minister Brandon Kaiser. I want to thank you for all the elders that's assigned and attached to this ministry, oh Lord. I just want to say thank you, God. And for that, I want you all to join with me to say amen. And what I'm going to do right now is say, for those of you all that haven't muted your phone, please mute your phone till the end of the service. We will ask you to unmute the phone when you need to say something or want to say something or ask for prayer. So we're going to bring to the line right now, Prophet Antoine Thomas. Superman, are you on the line?
I'm just here, they say. I'm just here.
Okay, it's in your hands.
Thank you so much. Bless you, people of God. I very much so appreciate the Lord, the God of my salvation. And I thank God for another opportunity to be a part of Iron Sharpens Iron. It becomes more important every day and every hour, every minute that we have opportunities and forums and platforms to be sharpened, because the enemy is trying on every hand and seeking whom he may devour. And so it is our endeavor to make sure that we are a people who will hold up a bloodstained banner. Amen. Father, we just give you praise tonight, and we give you honor, and we give you glory. Father, it's our prayer tonight that you have your way in everything that we say and everything that we do. Father, I pray that those who are listening on, through whatever avenue they are listening on, Father, I pray that you give us ears to hear, to understand, and a desire to understand what you would say to us tonight. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm not going to belabor the time. I give honor to my mother, Apostle Sandra Thomas, to Apostle Lex Cecilia, to Minister Kaiser, to Minister Brandon, to my own covering Apostle James Farmer, Jr., Pastor Lori Farmer, and then to Pastor Anthony Spencer. We thank God for our covering, amen, and to those who we are accountable to. I thank God and give honor to my wife tonight who's at home, and I ask you to keep her in your prayers as well. I just thank God for the Spirit of God, amen, and for what God is doing in this season. Real quickly, I want to dive right in, and I want to go to Mark chapter 10, and I'm going to go to verse number 45. Amen. The word of the Lord is always blessed. It's always a lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. And so we honor the word of the Lord, because it's without God's word, we don't have an opportunity to stand. We don't have an opportunity to know what to say and when to say and even why to say, for that matter. Amen. So it behooves us on a regular basis to allow the word of God to be engulfed and to be impressed upon our hearts and our minds, because that's why David said, "That word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you." And so it is our desire to make sure that as people of God, that we always live and move and breathe by the word of God. Because the Bible says when all else fails, it's the word that's going to stand. And if you find yourself depending upon people, situations, jobs, money, connections, and things of that nature, you'll find that those will fail. Not because they're so bad, but simply because it's the word that God is asking us to depend on. It's the word that God is saying, lean and depend on. Call me at my word. Try me at my word. Because everything else will move and shift, and everything else will cause your life to be shallow. Even you notice that he doesn't say when all else fails, it's the praise that's going to stand. It's even the worship that's going to stand. And even though the Bible says that he seeketh such a person that would worship him in spirit and in truth, why would, if that's who you're seeking for, why would you not say that the worship that you seek for would stand? Because God cannot lie. Hallelujah. And those who worship him sometimes may not always be worshiping in spirit and in truth. And because your worship may have the possibility to be intertwined with a lie or with a fear, or with untruths, or circumstantialism, or even emotions, God does not tell you to depend on that. Amen. He told the woman, he said, you worship and don't know why you worship. Simply because she had gotten to the place where it had become traditional for her. It had become habitual. It had become religion for her to do so. But it wasn't relationship. There was no truth to it. And sometimes in the body of Christ, we can do things simply because that's what we've been taught to do. That's what we know to do, because my mama did it, or because my daddy did it, or even because you think it's the right thing to do. But God is looking for somebody who, he's looking for those who will do it because I love to do it. It's in my heart to do it. It's my desire to please you. Hallelujah. Adrian B. King, a man of God in Chicago, awesome songwriter. He wrote a song that says, my earnest desire is to please you. He said, Lord, have your way in me. He said, I'll do what you want me to do. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll go where you want me to go. Fill me with your spirit. Hallelujah. Anoint me from above that I may be a vessel. Hallelujah. He said, I'll go where you want me to go, because it's my earnest desire simply just to please you. And in this day and age, in this time that we live in, it's got to be some people that say, my earnest desire is to please you. get along with the crowd, not to have my name in the lights, hallelujah, not to be the person they call on, but to be the person that God can depend on. I want to have the reputation of Job with you. I don't hear nobody talking back, hallelujah. I want to have the reputation of Job with you, Jesus. But I want to know that I please you in every facet of my life. I want to know that I please you. I wanted you to be pleased with me so that you'll offer me up, hallelujah, that you'll bring my name up and say, have you considered my servant Antoine? Hallelujah. I don't know about anybody who's heard the sound of my voice, whether you're listening through the internet or whether you're listening to the phone or whether you're on Facebook Live or whatever, Instagram Live, whatever social media you may be on. I want to know, is anybody willing to be offered up by the Lord? Not for a preaching engagement or not for a recording session or not for to go meet Bishop Jace or meet Bishop Tudor of Bismarck, but anybody willing to be offered up to God as a testimony to who he is, as a testimony to your love for him, as your testimony to your longevity, to your long suffering, to your relationship, to your trust with him. Let me go ahead and read. Y'all don't want to have no church tonight. I kept asking the Lord, what do we say tonight? Lord, what do we share with your people tonight, those who are looking for you to speak to them? And the Lord brought me to this scripture, Mark chapter 6. It says, even the Son of Man came out, not Mark chapter 10 is where I am. Mark chapter 10, verse number 45, says, even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life for ransom for many. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho, the number of people and disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that Jesus of Nazareth, hallelujah, he began to cry and out said, Jesus, thou son of David, hallelujah, have mercy upon me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, wilt thou what I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Hallelujah. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Here it is. I want to talk tonight. I want to ask a simple question. What do you want? Just a simple question. What do you want? So many times we find people that they want something for the moment. They want it just because it seems popular, or they only want deliverance because the oppression that they're going through seems to be too much. My mother said sometimes you got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And some folks, they get sick, they may get tired, they may even get sick and tired, but they have not gotten to the place where they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Notice, there's a crowd, but Bartimaeus hears that it's Jesus. Now, it doesn't say how he hear that it's Jesus. It does not tell us how did he find out. But I'm wondering if there's anybody on the line tonight It is saying, look here, I've got to get to God one way or another. But it says, as soon as he heard that it was Jesus, he immediately began to cry out. Some folk wait too long. I don't know about y'all, but when I know God is near, when I know, if I know God can hear me, I just want to cry out. I'm not looking for a conductor. I'm not looking for a director. I'm not looking for an invitation to talk to God. If I know he can hear me, if I know, hallelujah, there's a possibility that my voice can reach his ears, I'm crying out. I'm not looking for you to tell me it's okay. I'm not looking for you to agree with my cry. Many times we're looking for somebody to agree with how we get to God, and we're looking for somebody to sanction or to approve our methods of how I get to God. Look here, I don't have the time or the luxury for you to say it's okay for you to get to God. I am tired of my situation. I'm tired of the back and the forth and the up and the down and the in and the out, the rich and the poor, the sick and the well. I've got to get to God. And however I get to God, I'm going to do that. Notice, he begins to cry out. Now, mind you, he begins to cry out, thou son of David. Now you'll find out, maybe you know this, maybe you don't know this, but for him to cry out, thou son of David, could have gotten him killed. Because to compare him and to put him in the lineage of David means that he was royalty and gave him a Messiah an indignation. In other words, you were the Messiah. You were the chosen one. And that could have gotten Bartimaeus killed. And so why are you saying that, prophet? I'm trying to tell somebody, don't worry about the repercussion of calling on his name. Don't worry about the repercussion of what it is to call him master. Some folk are not willing to call him master. You're calling him healer. You may even call him deliverer. You may call him savior. You may call him strong tower. But when was the last time you called him master? Hallelujah. When was the last time you called him Lord? When was the last time you called him king? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may have even called him king, but when did you call him your king? When was the last time you claimed him as your master? I never forget growing up in the Pentecostal church, when we would go to the Baptist church, we would hear them say, yes, sir, master. And we would laugh and we would joke because we didn't say that in the Pentecostal church. But as I got older, I understood how important it was for me to open up my mouth and tell him, yes, master. Hallelujah. You control my life. I do what you say do. I go where you say go. Hallelujah. I say what you say say it. I wear what you say wear. I befriend who you say befriend. I unfriend who you say unfriend. Hallelujah. I give what you tell me to give. I hold what you tell me to hold. My life is not my own. To you I belong. So I give myself, yes, I give myself away. Is there anybody who is willing to say, I don't belong to me? I belong to the master. I belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the master, the El Shaddai, the Elohim, the great I am. That's who I belong to. I belong to him. I belong to the one who puts the stars into space. I belong to the one who allows the earth to move. I belong to the one who allows, hallelujah, the one who allows the stars to remain in the air, who puts the sun in the sky. That's who I belong to. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Jesus tells him to come forward. Tonight, I'm telling somebody, if you want it, you got to step forward. You got to step your game up. You got to step your praise up. Step your worship up. Too many folk are walking around here allowing yourself to be behind, allowing yourself to just sit there, and you're waiting on somebody to bring you an invitation. Now, look here, I invited myself to deliverance. I'm inviting myself to the next dimension. I'm inviting myself to where God is. I'm not waiting on you to say I can come. Where Jesus is, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah. David said, there's one thing that I will seek for, one thing I desire, and that I will seek after, and that is to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. I want to be where he is. I want to be where he said I could be. Hallelujah. Lord, there's a crowd of people, but yet Bartimaeus hears that it's Jesus. You have to be attention to what's going on. Don't find yourself sleepwalking all the time where you have no idea what's going on. Let somebody tell you. He tells us to watch and pray. Bartimaeus is believed to be the son of a blind father. Sometimes you have to throw away anything that would try to familiarize or try to label you at a situation. Many times we're holding on to labels and things that associate us with a deficit. Let go of that thing. Let go of those old situations, those old habits, those old mindsets, those old things that would cause you to not grab a hold of the purpose and destiny that God has for you. Lay aside every weight that so easily besets you. They telling him to be quiet. Now, the thing is, you got to watch who you hang around with, who you be around. Because let me tell you something. If you need some friends that will tell you, don't you know Jesus is up there? Let me help get his attention for you. But they were so busy telling him to be quiet. I don't need a friend that about me to tell me to be quiet in church and tell me it don't take all of that. I need a friend that will tell me you ain't loud enough. I need a kind of friend to tell me, hey, come on, can I get you closer to him? Let me make sure you touch him. Let me make sure he hears your voice. If he can't hear you, if I yell with you, hallelujah. If I yell with you, maybe he'll hear both of us. Hallelujah. I need to be connected to somebody who will say, look here, I'm going to get God's attention for you, because if I get his attention for you, I'm right next to you. If God is in the neighborhood, hallelujah, if God is blessing my neighbor, he's in my neighborhood. And if God is in my neighborhood, I'm just next in line. Hallelujah. I'm just right next door. He'll touch me too. And if he don't touch me, if he just walks past my way, if he just takes a look, if I know he knows I'm here, that's all I need. They're telling him to be quiet, because some folks don't know how bad you need change. Some folks don't know how bad you need God to move on your behalf. That's why you got to always sometimes stop explaining your situation to people, because sometimes they really just don't know how bad you need God to move. They don't understand the purpose, and they don't understand your praise. Bishop Larry Trotter and Sweet Holy Spirit says, you'll never understand my praise. As a matter of fact, don't try to figure it out. But my worship is for real. Why? Because I've been through too much, hallelujah, not to worship him. Hallelujah. I've cried too many tears. I've lost too many wages. I've been through hell and high water. I've been through the storm and the rain. I've been through too much not to worship him. You can't tell me not to try to get Jesus' attention. You don't know, like old folks sung songs, that you don't know like I know what he's done for me. You don't know you were not there. Hallelujah. You don't know when and you don't know where. Hallelujah. What he's done for me. He picked me up and he turned me around. That's what he's done for me. Hallelujah. Jesus asked him a question. He said, what do you want? I want you to notice something. I want you to notice something. Here it is. In the Bible, you read of two blind men that Jesus healed, specifically. All right? You'll hear about another man that was by the pool. Asked him the same question. What would thou have? Now, he asked Bartimaeus a simple question. Bartimaeus gave him the right answer. Bartimaeus said, look here, I need my sight. But the man on the side of the pool said, I have nobody to push me in. Now, the difference between these two responses is that there was one man, when Jesus asked him, what does he want? Instead of taking advantage of the opportunity to have my prayer answered, he decided to rehearse to Jesus why he could not have what God asked him if he wanted. And sometimes we are so busy rehearsing to God what he already knows and what does not matter. Take your mouth off the problem and put your praise in the promise. Hallelujah. We're so busy trying to rehearse to God what the problem is. And you see, this is what happened. And see, this is what happened was, and you see, and you know, and the last time, this is what they did. And the last time, this is what they said. And God is asking, he said, I didn't ask you all that. I asked you, wilt thou be made whole? I asked you, what do you want? I asked you, what would thou have me to do? And you were so busy rehearsing the problem, you're going to miss an opportunity for God to move on your behalf. So he asked me, what would you do? He said, I want the ability to see. In other words, I'm not looking for me to ask for you to give me an opportunity to ask for something else. I'm looking for an opportunity to take care of myself. I'm not looking for a hand out. I'm looking for a hand up. I need that the next time you see me, not only for me to be able to see, but for my whole outcome, my whole environment, my whole situation to be completely different. I don't know about y'all, but I don't want God to touch me just to find me back in the same situation or worse. Many people are asking God for the ability just to simply ask for something else. He had gotten tired of depending upon so many outside sources. When Jesus found him, he was begging. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired of having to depend on outside sources. Having to tired of looking, trying to figure out what's going to happen next. Why aren't you getting what you need from the Lord? All he did was ask. Why are you going through all the stuff that you're going through and still coming up empty-handed? Notice, Bartimaeus did not immediately go to asking for things. Bartimaeus opened up his mouth first of all and recognized the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. When he called him Son of David, he said, Jesus, Son of David, that was a praise because it was a testimony to his majesty. It was a testimony to his regal understanding. We sometimes, the first thing God hears from us is a complaint or a problem. You come in asking instead of entering into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. You came in wrong. Whatever your goal is, you ought to start it off with a praise. And your praise will get you in the audience of Jesus. Because the Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. So if Jesus is not where you are, your praise will cause him to come where you are. Too many folk trying to get Jesus in there through your problem. And God has said, I didn't ask you to rehearse to me your problem. I told you to enter into to the gate with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord, he is God. When Lazarus died, Mary and Martha knew how to get a letter to Jesus. They knew how to get a message to him. Don't forget the old folks sung a song that said, Jesus is on the main line, tell him what you want. Some folks on the main line. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You can't be too afraid to cry out. He says, have mercy on me. Don't forget, it was mercy that got you there. Because the truth of the matter is, that you could have died where you were. You could have failed where you were. But God didn't let you fail, even though you were inadequate, even though you were messed up, even though you were not 100%, even though you were born to shape your iniquity, he didn't leave you there. It was mercy that looked past your issues and blessed you. Because the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. How bad do you want it? As a matter of fact, many of us don't know how bad we want it because we don't know what we want yet. My simple question to you tonight as I close, what do you want? If you know what you want, praise him in advance and then give him and acknowledge who he is. Hallelujah. And don't be afraid to come out outside the crowd to be different. Hallelujah, because God is looking for somebody who don't mind doing what it takes to get his attention. If you acknowledge who he is and give him praise, I declare he'll cause you to come forward. My name is Prophet Antoine Thomas. Remember, the sky is not your limit. It's too low. God bless you tonight.
All right. I was blessed so on tonight. Prophet, you blessed me on tonight. So, but taught me how to go before God for total healing. I'm sorry. Not to go with God just any kind of way. Just be prepared how I want to go to God and tell him what I want. I thank you for the word on tonight. I told everybody I was excited to hear what all you had to say. Thank you for coming to us from Mark, the 10th chapter, 45th verse. And I just want to ask Minister Brandon to open the line so that anyone that's listening can speak words of encouragement into you and just tell you what they did, what the word did for them on tonight. So the lines are opening. You all can speak and let the man of God know how you feel.
The lines are open. Well, this is Cecilia. I thank you so much, Providence. As usual, you always bring us a challenging word and you bring us a rhema word, and I thank God for you because I have yet to listen to you speak and not hear the voice of God, and I don't ever expect to not hear the voice of God when I listen to you, and that's what I really, really enjoy, that you've challenged me. You've made me think about a lot of things, and I thank you for it, and I appreciate God for allowing you to speak to us on tonight. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much, and I pray that the other listeners on the line, if they're not just marinating in the awesome words you spoke on tonight, that they're at least praising God, and maybe that's why no one has said anything, or maybe I was just too quick. So thank you so much, Prophet Antoine.
Thank you, Apostle-elect, for your words of encouragement. Is there anyone else that would like to speak to the man of God on tonight?
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. I hope you can hear me. This is Sheila Pfizer. I just wanted to tell the prophet Antoine, thank you for the encouragement of the word. Thank you for how you said it. It's like it's a teaching in every word and everything that you said. All I want to say is thank you for thank you and thank you for thanking you. For blessing me and opening up my eyes and letting me know things can be and will be. You just have to say it right and know how to say it. And don't forget, the man is your master. Because without him, we will not be. And what we are blessed with is through him and only through him. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Sheila. Is there anyone else that would like to speaking to the man of God's life on tonight?
This is Cecilia. I don't have anything to say again other than when Prophet Anton is on the air and whenever he's not on the air, if we could touch bases with him so that when he's in the Chicago area or when he's speaking somewhere, that we can let the people know so that they can come out and hear him and see him speaking in person. I would just like to put that request out if we could possibly get those dates so that we can share it with the audience.
Amen. Amen. So the lines are still open for any remarks that anyone would like to make on tonight. Prophet, do you have any upcoming events you would like to let us know about at this time?
Not at this time. Some things that are pending, mostly towards the beginning of the year. Nothing that I know as of right now. And I do apologize. I was just in Chicago ministering quite a bit just a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't let anybody know. I do apologize. I will, from now on, make sure that, you know, we keep Blog Talk abreast of where we'll be and what's going on.
Thank you so much, because I would love to support and come by and sit in under your ministry and just let God bless me. So I would like to say we would give thanks to everyone that called in on tonight and listen in. For those that had remarks, I would like to say thank you so much for commenting to the man of God. And for those that was not able to say anything, thank you for listening in. We are here every Monday night with a word from the Lord. We have different ministers that is on Mondays. And tonight we were blessed to hear Prophet Antoine Thomas. I would like to say thank you again for calling in. If you would like to call in on Friday night between the hours of 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time,
to listen to Elder Kathy Kendall with God Still Heals. Also on Sunday mornings, we have Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Let's Talk. And I would like to ask the prophet to pray us out on this evening.
All right, indeed I will. Father, we just give you praise. I'm sorry, let me stop there. I just heard the Lord say something to me, and I want to share it with whoever is still listening on as of right now. It's very unlikely, thank you, Lord, I hear you talking. It's very unlikely that Bartimaeus was the only one verbally calling out to Jesus. I don't want you to get the concept that everybody else was quiet and Bartimaeus was the only one yelling out. But God said to me, he said, son, there was something in the sound of Bartimaeus' voice. That caused the sound of his voice to pierce through every other thing that was going on around him at that particular time. Now watch this. People who are blind have the tendency to have their other senses sharpened. Bartimaeus being able to hear that it was Jesus was not unheard of because his hearing was different. So not only did Bartimaeus' natural hearing sharpen, but his spiritual ear had sharpened because we walk by faith and not by sight. So God is saying, if you will close your eyes to what you see and what's around you, and incline your ear to my voice. You will hear something that your eyes won't let you see.
Say it, Pastor.
When you cry out based on what your spiritual ears have allowed you to hear, it'll cause your voice to reach Jesus at a whole different plateau.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Father, we give you praise and we give honor for what our spiritual eyes have seen and what our spiritual ears have heard. Father, it is our prayer that we are a people who will go after what you promised us. For you said healing is the children's bread. You also said, your word says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So, Father, cause us not to settle for the prediction and the forecast of the enemy. And we give you praise and we give you honor. In the mighty name of Jesus. We count it as done right now. From this point on, Father, I pray that there be a fire that would cause us to go after everything you've promised us. In Jesus' name, it is so. And so it is in Jesus' name. Be blessed tonight.
Amen. Thank you so much, Prophet. Thank you so much. I've been blessed on tonight. We would like to say again to everyone that called in, thank you for your time. Thank you for calling in to listen to the man of God. So until next Monday, we're going to say we love you with the love of the Lord, and ain't nothing you could do about it. And you all are placed under Holy Ghost arrest. Go to get to God for yourself, and get a cry in your spirit that when you call on the name of Jesus, it will pierce the ear and the heart of God, that he would hear you. So good night, all. May God bless you.